Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're unpacking the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending April 11th, 2015. Winter has fled the Washington, D.C. area, and like a fresh spring breeze, we welcome a new song in the Top 5. The Weeknd introduces himself as Earned It, 50 Shades of Grey, jumps a slot to fifth place. This song is blowing up all over the place. Stay with me for more.
Girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it. The way you work it. It's everywhere. Earned it. Get you in.
The Weeknd rises a slot to fifth place with his top five debut, Earned It, 50 Shades of Grey. As you might guess, this song comes to us from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack album. It already topped the Billboard R&B hip-hop songs chart and has crossed the 1 million sales mark here in the United States. Want to know more about The Weeknd? Well, his real name is Abel Tesfaye. He's from Canada. And this coming weekend, he'll take the stage at the Coachella Festival in Southern California. Dipping further into the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack, we encounter Ellie Goulding, holding steady in fourth place with Love Me Like You Do. Ellie has a high-profile fan. Stay tuned for details. Golding treads water in fourth place with Love Me Like You Do. The members of the British rock band Blur recently named their favorite albums, and bassist Alex James cited Ellie's Halcyon Days. He calls Ellie Goulding the real deal in a world of bogus pop pretenders. Now, Ellie and Ed Sheeran remain side by side as Ed's Thinking Out Loud holds in third place. If you remember your recent music history, their proximity could get a bit uncomfortable. I'll explain after the song.
Take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
Ed Sheeran stays put at number three with Thinking Out Loud. Ed and Ellie Goulding are still tight in our chart, but not so much in real life. He supposedly wrote his hit Don't about their brief affair and her betrayal of Ed with Neil Horan of One Direction. Maroon 5 remains your runner-up with Sugar, and this week they made a little girl's dream come true. I'll have details after the song.
Sugar, yes,
Maroon 5 remains marooned in second place with Sugar. On Monday, Adam Levine and his band performed in Anaheim, California. They also got to know 5-year-old Esperanza Duran, who's battling cancer. She credits Maroon 5's music with helping get her through chemotherapy, and the guys met her just before going on stage. The good news is she's currently in remission. Up at number one, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars are your guys for a 13th week with Uptown Funk. How big an accomplishment is this? We'll crunch the numbers in a moment.
Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown Funk is your number one pop single for a 13th week, bringing Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars that much closer to setting a Hot 100 record. It's one of only 10 singles to lead the chart this long. The all-time record holder is One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, which lasted 16 weeks in 1996. So, that's it for now, but please join me in 7 days, and we'll do it all again. I'm Ray McDonald with the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.